Accent to women.
It seems so obvious to me that if you live in a completely violent cultural milieu, that it's going to translate into every aspect of women's lives.
Accent to women.
What's a border? They don't see it like a big wall right along the.
People live ordinary lives when they're living in such an extraordinary situation where there are armies there and terrorists there and such conflict every single day of their lives?
Accent to women.
A show by and about women from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds.
On Community Radio 3CR.
Our listeners and Niall Show followers, here we are. Subscriber Drive Week between 14th to 20th February. We invite you to subscribe and be one of our financial supporters. Super easy ways to subscribe or renew your subscription. You can visit our website, 3cr.org.au/subscribe, or you can call the station on 94198377. Please subscribe today. $75 and wait. $75 weight and $150 solidarity, band or organization. Dear 3CR Radio and Niall Show listeners, your support with the annual subscription guarantees the financial independence of 3CR Radio. We are proud to be owned by the community and managed by the community. Thank you for your support.
Goongroo Environment Centre is a grassroots community organisation campaigning for East Gippsland's precious forests. For over 15 years, we've been using direct action, citizen science and community engagement to stop the continued logging of precious native forests and threatened species habitat. After this summer's terrible bushfires, there's an even greater urgency to protect what remains, and the Victorian Government haven't ruled out plans to log the small fragments of unburnt forests and so-called salvage log in burnt areas. It's now so important that forests and wildlife are protected so they can recover. Head to gecko.org.au to keep updated with the latest news and to get involved. Gecko acknowledges the logging is happening on the stolen lands of the Gunnakernai and Bidwell and the Naro people, and that sovereignty was never ceded.
A 3CR supporter.
That I could put new glasses on your eyes so you could see the world the way I did through mine.
You're listening to 24 hours of special broadcast of 3CR for International Women's Day. I feel like it's so important that it's called feminism and not equality or something like that, because being femme in our society is seen as a weaker thing, and you know, feminism is about empowering those marginalized identities and, yeah, intersectional identities and bringing those voices to amplifying them. You're listening to 3CR. Smash the patriarchy.
Welcome, people. You're listening to 3CR's extra special International Women's Day broadcasting. I'm Stinky, and this evening we're going to be talking about Amplified Victoria. In a moment, we'll be listening to the final episode of the summer specials that I did on Girls Rock Melbourne, which is now called Amplified Victoria. And we've got a special guest with us. Ray is here with us, who is a volunteer and contributor to Amplified Victoria. And firstly, I'd just like to ask Ray if you'd like to sort of let our listeners know a little bit about the name change from Girls Rock to Amplified Victoria.
Yes, so the new name really fits with the community because it's not just girls, but there are also gender diverse folks, non-binary people, trans people included in the community. And also we've done work with people across Victoria, not just Melbourne. So it's good to include those folks too.
And that's something that I noticed listening back to the specials, that there's always a lot of mention of the non-binary and trans and gender diverse people included in the description. So it does make sense that the name change is reflecting that inclusivity. So you volunteered for a couple of the Amplified Victoria camps. How many have you done?
Three now, I think it is, yeah.
In what capacity were you involved as a volunteer?
So I did art therapy workshops. Yeah, I believe the first two were in person and then the last one was online, yeah, with some participants that I'd worked with before and an Aboriginal boarding school, which was a bit different and exciting, yeah.
So how did you first learn about and come to be involved with Amplified Victoria?
So, yes, I saw the documentary No Time for Quiet, and was blown away by these young people and their passion for music, their knowledge of gender, all sorts of things, and was like, yes, I need to be part of this community. So I just went online to the website, filled out the application and heard back from the people who facilitated. They were very excited to hear I was vegan because everyone there was vegan too.
It's a great community, and as you mentioned, it is all volunteer. That's the thing. You've got a lot of people volunteering their time, their skills, their energy for these young people. So you say you're there as an art therapist. That's a really interesting role to take, because there was this emphasis on the music side of it, but what I noticed at the first camp was there were so many different aspects of, well, not just performance, but of everyday life for young people that were addressed, like things like body image and self-defense, as well as the music side of stuff. There's a lot of emphasis on DIY sort of when it comes to merch and stuff. Did you get involved in any of that?
Yeah, I actually did some of the screen printing with the participants. So they designed like their logo for their band and then make T-shirts or bags. So that was really exciting. And, yeah, seeing some of the workshops they did, I think my favourite was one about ballroom Vogue dancing. And we got to, like, the facilitators also got to play around with, like, masculine walking and feminine walking and androgynous looks. And, yeah, it was so much fun and so cool to see all the participants really coming into their own and playing with those things. The things I did was mostly collage work with the participants around their values and skills and really like more positive self-affirming stuff, because, when I met them, it was at the start of the camp and they were a bit nervous and just starting to get to know each other. So I felt like it was a good thing for them to talk to each other about what they were good at.
And did you notice as the camp drew on that nervousness begin to dissipate?
Oh, yes, definitely. I think it came back come performance night, but some participants, the confidence was just amazing to see someone go from being really shy and not sure about the environment to yelling and, you know, singing and playing instruments and telling everyone what's what. And, yeah, it was cool.
In the the Amplified Victoria special that we're going to be listening to, there is a definite shift in energy from the beginning of the camp to towards the end of the week. They were excited to share what they were doing. What do you think the campers got out of the experience?
Yeah, I think for some people they met their chosen family there, which was really exciting. As a non-binary person, you know, I met a lot of gender diverse folks there, and, you know, hearing them talk about their stories and how maybe some of their family members are not so accepting, and to find other people who resonate with those experiences, and they would say that they catch up with each other outside of the camp. And, I, you know, some of them went on to form bands and are still playing in bands today. And they might have come in being like, I have no musical ability at all. So that confidence really trickled on into the rest of the world, yeah.
It's amazing that it can happen in such a short period of time. I suppose you've got that really concentrated positive energy that can really charge your batteries.
Yeah, it is quite amazing. Yeah, I remember my first camp, I was like, oh, I don't know if these people are going to be able to make a song and write it and play it in a week. It didn't feel possible. But then, yeah, you see them practice and collaborate and the energy change from nervousness to excitement. And, yeah, suddenly everyone's got a track that they're going to play. And, yeah, it's just, oh, I'm getting shivers thinking about the process now. It's so exciting. Yeah.
Okay, so we might have a listen now. This is the final episode of the Amplified Victoria special that I recorded back over the summer of 2016-2017. Now, in this episode, you will hear it referred to as Girls Rock, but it is now called Amplified Victoria for very good reason. Yeah, so every time you hear Girls Rock, just imagine you're hearing Amplified Victoria. So let's have a listen to that and we'll come back afterwards for another chat.
Girls Rock.
Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special on 3CR, the voice of dissent.
Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special. Girls Rock Melbourne is an annual camp that aims to empower young, female, trans and gender non-conforming youth using the power of music as a means to create personal and social change.
Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special.
Positive approaches to fighting sexism.
Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special.
Girls Rock Melbourne is going to help to smash the patriarchy with the help of 3CR, Voice of Dissent.
Good morning, this is Stinky, and welcome to our final episode of the Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special on 3CR. In case you haven't been able to join us over the last 4 weeks, we've been talking about the Girls Rock Melbourne project, and if you're not sure what that is, well, here's a little bit of information. Girls Rock Melbourne aims to empower young, female, trans and gender non-conforming youth between 12 and 17 through music and education. In the space of a week from Monday to Friday, campers will form their own bands, learn an instrument, watch live music performances, participate in creative workshops and write an original song to be performed at the end of the week at a showcase. Our first camp will be held at Wick Studios in Brunswick and will run from January 9th to 13th. The campus showcase will be held at the Bella Union at Trades Hall on January 14th. The first camp, called Rock and Roll Camp for Girls in Portland, Oregon in the USA, was founded in 2001. Since then, over 50 camps worldwide have been started, with camps in Canada, Sweden, France, Germany, Iceland, Brazil and Peru. Girls Rock Melbourne is aligned with the Girls Rock Camp Alliance, a worldwide support network of camp organisers, and will follow their core values: the power of music as a means to create personal and social change, the efforts that actively expand opportunities for girls and women, positive approaches to fighting sexism, integrity, honesty and respect, appropriate sharing of resources, cooperation and collaboration, and using our collective voice to further our mission, diversity. Welcome back. This is Stinky on the Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special. I found myself guilty of a little bit of false advertising last week. I told folks that we'd be listening to the gig that Camp Cope played for the campers at Girls Rock Melbourne last Friday, but unfortunately last episode I ran out of time before I could play them, so I promise you I will be rectifying that this episode, as well as having chats to some of the volunteers and the co-founder of Girls Rock Melbourne. But first, let's have a listen to a little bit of a package I've put together to try and give you an impression of what it was like at the Girls Rock Melbourne camp.
Girls Rock.
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 Last week, something remarkable, unique and quite magical happened. Girls Rock Melbourne happened. Girls Rock Melbourne is a week-long camp aimed at empowering young girls, trans and non-gender conforming youth between the ages of 12 and 17 through the power of music. Wick Studios in Brunswick is a bit of a rabbit's warren of halls and doors and doorways and double doors and rehearsal rooms. This week it's a hive of nervous energy. The first day I walked through, it was so quiet I wondered if I had the right place. But softly, through thoroughly barred and soundproof double doors, the bassy thump, 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 thump of a regular kick drum started to make itself apparent. This is Dale, aka Stinky, and I'm here at Wick Studios for the Girls Rock Melbourne camp, and all the girls are in their band rooms having formed their own bands and being in the process of writing their own originals to be performed later on this week. But we've all got that wonderful noise coming out of the rehearsal rooms, and they've all got the names of the bands. In room C we've got a band called Louder Than Cats. It's a great name. Another band, Space In Between. Another band, Depresso Espresso. The Flying Dead. Great names. So the bands in this room, The Sounds of Saturn and Stitches of Fate. I can't blame the groups for having their doors shut so tightly. I'm not sure I'd want anyone to overhear me as I was nutting out a new melody or a lyric, but the way all the noise stops while the doors are open tells me these girls are very self-conscious at the moment. I guess they've got every reason to be. I mean, they're writing a song I dare say they never knew how to do 2 days ago, playing an instrument they never knew how to play 2 days ago, with people they never knew 2 days ago. And making music at the best of times in a band environment is a challenge. So these girls are being very, very challenged. And as I walk through the studios, I can hear the bands practicing through the double doors. But as soon as someone wants to leave or go into a room, all the music stops. It appears that the group aren't ready to let their music bleed into the hallways just yet. But it's early days, hours even. This group of young people have a packed week ahead of them, not only with songwriting workshops and jamming with their new bands, but the girls could choose from several different instruments: guitar, bass, drums, keyboards or vocals. But each instrument has its own special lessons that go beyond simply how to. For example, the guitar group got a workshop with the awesome Penny Eichinger on using effects pedals. I'd love to have sat in on that. Then there's performance craft workshops, how to set up a PA and event sound engineering workshops for merchandise, screen printing. I saw them screen printing their own shirts. There was a workshop for zines. internet present, how to get your music out there. There's a real emphasis on DIY, but also body image and self-defense workshops. There's much encouragement of critical thought.
So what we're going to do is a bit of a visualization slash brainstorming slash open discussion workshop about the negative stuff and the fears that you have with performing, because that's what pretty much holds you back if you let that take control. So what we're going to do is get some ideas of stuff that is chewing in the back of your brain, and we're going to put it out there in the world, because it takes its power away as soon as you get it out from that circle going on, bouncing out. And then we're going to come up with some suggestions and proof of ways that we can combat that. And just like ideas about stuff. How does that sound like first?
Yeah, and while we talk about it, let's have a think about how performing itself makes you feel. So we'll address the negative stuff, but feel free to also share the super empowering, the super fun and cathartic elements of performance that you experience as well. Because that way we can balance it out a little bit too, right? We can kind of go, yeah, this thing exists. Let's tackle that through technique. But then go focus on why we're here and why we're doing it. Yeah. Right.
And then this one lifts it up. So the trick to this is, imagine you're playing guitar and singing, right? So if you had it like this and you had to play guitar, you wouldn't be able to do it. So you have to have a boom. You have to have it to make you as far away from this as you want to be. And then this one just does up and down. Get it to a good height like that. Actually, I'd probably go there. And then I would lift it up and down to get it taller or shorter, is this one.
Oh, hold on. Right? Cool.
So, say you were doing sounds of Paul Dempsey, right?
Do you mind if we talk a bit more, a little bit about that feeling? Has it ever happened to you?
Yeah.
Okay, wow. How did you handle it in that moment?
I don't know. I can see people laughing.
Okay, well, first of all, do you know anything about the people that were laughing at you? Are there sort of people whose opinions probably don't really matter? What do you think?
I don't
know, because I think it's pretty amazing that you work so hard and make incredible music and put yourself out there on a stage to share with other people. I see, personally, a massive amount of strength in that vulnerability, and I see a really weak-ass jerk that's going to sit there and laugh at you from the anonymity of a crowd. So I totally understand that's a pretty horrible feeling, but what can we do to try and navigate that kind of an issue and that fear? So turn yourself up so you don't hear it in the first
like
place.
That, it would have been an incredible thing for, I know for myself as a child, to have that kind of encouragement to just pick up an instrument and go.
Just to have that environment to, like, do that in.
And feel safe.
Yeah.
And supported. Yeah, and, like, have those facilities available and just, like, a wealth of experience and knowledge, and not necessarily, like, these classically trained musicians or, like, you know, they're just, like, these punk women with the just get-up-and-go attitude. As soon as I heard about it, I just wanted to be a part of it. Confidence is a huge thing. If I had someone sitting on my shoulder going, you can actually do this, when I was a kid, I'd be, yeah, I think my life would be on a completely different trajectory now.
I feel like it would have sort of accelerated me forward. What took me probably 20 years to work some of this stuff out on my own, I feel like if I had have had really cool older role models saying, yeah, you don't have to be like that if you don't want to be, and just giving me permission to express myself and my feelings instead of feeling like I had to bury them all down and behave myself and follow authority. I feel like if I had have had that opportunity, yeah, I would have saved a bit of time and a bit of angst, and I might have started just being myself a bit younger. And I suppose that's our great hope, is that we can help people just to be themselves.
Don't listen to any advice from old men that try and teach you how to play your instrument.
Yeah.
We're very jealous of you that we couldn't go to Girls Rock Camp when we were in high school, because this is the most amazing thing ever. So jealous and so proud of all of you.
Girls Rock Melbourne, Girls Rock Camp encourage teamwork and not tearing each other down. and watching movies and this sort of media, it is presented to you as if that's what women are like. They're catty and they're bitchy and they compete for men's attention. And we know that that's not true. And we want to help young girls see that there's another way. There's a way that we can work together, build each other up, help people just to be themselves. Encouraging people to change their thought patterns and think about ways we can build each other up instead of tearing each other down.
Teaching you best practice stuff here, so you know, it's just a good habit to get into. It's not going to not work if it's not facing up to stuff.
And I think one thing we forget, we feel pretty vulnerable when we're on a stage on our own or with other performers, and we think that all the eyes are on us, but we kind of forget that there's another 100 people in the room realising what a jerk that person's being.
Exactly.
So we think we're being judged. That person's putting themselves out there and judging in a pretty negative way. And that's no fault of yours. You've done nothing. They've done that to themselves. So probably a pretty neat way is to kind of shift how we kind of perceive that sense of attention and vulnerability.
It's also willing to put themselves out there in a negative way.
So ultimately, when you're thinking about it, people aren't going to come up to you and go, "That was so..."
If you want to play an acoustic show, bring a lead and a tuner and another lead and also a guitar and spare picks. And if you want echoes on your voice, ask for reverb. If you don't like what the sound guy's doing, tell him what you like. Don't be afraid of asking for what you want. Yeah, do everything yourself. You don't need a manager. You don't need an agent. You don't need any of that. We kept being told that we couldn't. It was all by men, older men, telling us we couldn't do things, and then we did all of them, and we did them really good, and sold out shows, and sold out of record pressings. Just be yourself and don't doubt yourself and write about your feelings, because chances are everyone else feels the same way and you shouldn't be ashamed of your feelings, so put it out there. If someone doesn't have your best interests at heart, don't listen to them.
When I first started out, I didn't know what genre I was. It's like you got to box yourself in this thing, you know. And I didn't know. And I was like, I don't know, maybe I should do this and this. So I tried a lot of genres because I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I guess you got to feel happy in how comfortable you are. You're just finding your own path as well and being true to yourself. It's a lot of exploring and listening to other people, other artists, other legends. So just finding yourself and where you're happy. It's good that mentors and volunteers like myself come in and give you guys the root foundations as well of loving yourself, and you don't have to be like everybody else at all. Do you want to be a product? That's what it is. It's a product, and then you want to be your own artist. So, you know, weigh it up. I'm a beautiful, strong black woman, and I'm not going to let you pull me down, because I know exactly what I'm here to put myself into, yeah. Don't let anyone tell you what's right and what's wrong, because you're the only one who can carve this path in life. No one else can tell you. You're the only one. And we all have it. If you're like, oh my God, I don't know what my path is. You do know. You just got to come back to home here and love yourself, because you know. It's good to listen to other people's opinions and suggestions, but you know, at the end of the day, it's your art, your creativity, and that belongs to you, and that is your birthright. That's your birthright. What you want to do, creativity, put out into this world. When I say girls, you all say rock. Girls! Rock! Girls! Rock! Girls! Rock! Girls! Rock! Thank you, I'm Lady Lash.
The atmosphere here is changing from nerves to nervous excitement. It's noisier now. Jam room doors are left slightly ajar. By accident? That would indicate that the campers are becoming less insular and focusing on the task at hand. But I'm also thinking these doors being left open is intentional. These girls no longer care who hears them. In fact, they want to be heard. They're getting a bit bloody proud of their creations. And for good reason. They all sound great.
Thank you. Girls Rock.
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 Girls
Rock.
Girls Rock.
Girls Rock.
Girls Rock.
Girls Rock. Girls Rock.
Girls Rock. I've got lots of things to say, and I want you to listen to them, and I'm going to keep saying them until you understand what I'm trying to say. I've got lots of things to say, and I want you to listen to them, and I'm going to keep saying them until you understand what I'm trying to say.
My name's Sukhjeet Khalsa, and I'm a spoken word artist, and today I'm slaying the patriarchy with the girls from the Girls Rock camp in Melbourne.
I've got lots of things to say, and I want you to listen to them, and I'm going to keep saying them until you understand what I'm trying to say.
You're listening to Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special, 3CR, 855 AM.
I've got lots of things to say, and I want you to listen to them, and I'm going to keep saying them until you understand what I'm trying to say.
Girls Rock, Girls Rock, Girls Rock.
I'm Helen Razor, but that's deeply irrelevant. What is relevant is that you're listening to 3CR on, what's that frequency again, dear?
855, I told you, Helen.
855. And what is relevant is that you're not listening to that other crap. So well done.
Okay, well, we're lucky enough to have with us on the line one of the co-founders and program directors of Girls Rock Melbourne, Shannon Driscoll. Shannon, welcome to the Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. This is so exciting.
Last week was so exciting. You were one of the co-founders, is that right?
Yeah, so myself and my bandmate, Sally, both started up Girls Rock. I think she had seen the documentary before I had, and she had some interest in doing it. And I was just like, oh, yeah, that sounds interesting. And then I saw the doco myself, and I was like, we have to do this. So we just got together and, I guess, called ourselves the directors and just have been getting the whole thing going for the past 15 months or so. We got together in October of 2015 for the first meeting to start planning it, and we either do it this January or the next January, and so we gave ourselves the most amount of time possible to build it up and get it really well planned. We've gotten some really good feedback from parents and from the campers themselves saying how they felt so much more confident, and they felt like they had found people that they could relate to, and they made some great friends and hoped to continue on playing music with those people. And I think, like, overall it was just a total success, and it was so much fun for everyone, including the adults.
Everyone I've spoken to has sort of mentioned or lamented the lack of something like that when they were in that formative age. Do you feel similar?
Definitely. I think that's been the most popular response from people that have applied to volunteer. Everyone was saying, oh, I think, you know, I really wish this existed when I was growing up. And even the parents of the campers were like, do you do this for adults as well? Which I think we're going to try and do sometime this year, to do an adult version. It's something that I didn't have, of course, when I was growing up. I'm really glad that we can give that experience to kids that are growing up now. So cool to see them on the first day when they're like super, almost scared, like they don't want to talk to anyone, they don't have much confidence, but they're all pretty excited. And then over the week, by the end of it, they're like rocking out on stage at a gig, their parents are sobbing in the audience. So were the volunteers. The showcase was awesome. It was sold out, and it was just this amazing utopia. Kids would get on stage and everyone in the audience was 100% behind them and supportive and getting really into it. And all the bands did really well. It just was pretty much ran as smoothly as I could have imagined. Even smoother, actually. We finished a little bit earlier than we were supposed to because the changeovers were so fast.
Wow.
It was like easier than an adult gig, I think. It was great to have all those really talented people come in to contribute what their expertise was, and just like the way they played off the guitar instructors that were already there, and they all had really varying backgrounds and stuff. I think it was one of those situations where the people there made the space great, made it unique, and hopefully we'll be able to repeat it in the future.
So there are plans for a Girls Rock 2018?
Yes, yeah, for sure.
I've got my feet planted firmly on the ground, but I came away feeling a little ethereal. It was a bit magical. I've never been around so much positive creative energy and safety.
Definitely. You've nailed it. That's totally the feeling that you get. And even the volunteers today, there's just been like streams of messages like, we miss you, we miss everyone, let's get together soon. Because we made all these great friends that we would have never met otherwise in that really positive, safe space. Yeah. So everyone has left with a warm and fuzzy feeling, I think. If anyone is interested in getting involved with Girls Rock or interested in donating or helping us out in some way, to get onto our website, which is girlsrockmelbourne.com, or hit us up on Facebook or Instagram and just like help us continue the momentum we started this week.
Thanks again for putting it on. Thanks for all your efforts. Just so many people got so much out of it. Just can't tell you how much it's appreciated.
Oh, no worries. We got a lot out of it ourselves as the organizers. So it's definitely a labor of love and totally worth it. And I can't wait to do it again.
You're listening to the Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special. Stay tuned for more updates on women in music and our upcoming program in January 2017. Gotta pick a subject, what'll it be? Taking a selfie, it's clear to me. Which subculture I should be? It's gender studies,
Language warning, language warning, language warning.
Used to that look by now, the elevator dings and they all go. Hi, my name is Courtney Barnett, and you're listening to the Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special on 3CR, The Voice of Dissent.
Well, we're lucky enough now to be having a chat with one of the girls who entertained the hell out of the campers last week while she played on Friday with Cable Ties. Shauna, welcome to the Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for coming on. You put in a hell of a lot of effort last week. What was your role in the whole week-long camp of amazement?
Well, I volunteered. My first preference was to be a drum teacher.
Okay.
So I was lucky enough to be teaching the campers drums in their instrument lessons during the week. So I was there for 5 days. Campers have instrument instruction for about an hour and a half each day. And then they have band instruction and workshops and lunchtime performances. So I was helping out with the instrument instruction and then giving some assistance to the band leaders in their band groups as well for any of the campers that needed help with drums or other instruments or just general help and coaching and support and that kind of thing.
Just sounds like such a mammoth task to undertake, to learn an instrument and write a song in a week. How did you find the campers went with such a challenge?
I thought they were amazing. I thought I was so proud of them. I think everyone, all of the volunteers were so proud of all of the campers for such determination and enthusiasm and courage and everything like that because, yeah, there was quite a few that had never played music or never played their instrument of choice before. And pretty much on the first day, they were put into their band group. So pretty much, like, I thought, you know, if that was me, I would have been so scared.
Yeah.
You know, being in a band with these people that I don't know and having to play my instrument in a group with other people to try and put a song together, I think that's fantastic. So there was some big, warm, fuzzy feelings towards the end of the week when we saw such amazing progress from all of the campers who, yeah, for example, some of them had never touched a drum kit and were, you know, honestly a little bit scared to begin with. Mm. And all the way up to seeing them on stage in front of 200 people at the Bella Union at the showcase on Saturday, it was just, there wasn't a dry eye in the house.
I can imagine. How was the showcase?
Oh, it was amazing. We had our dress rehearsal on Friday, so it gave all of the bands a chance to do their song in front of their bandmates. Each of the bands got up and did their song on stage with the full stage set up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did their group song at the end that they all wrote together. So, yeah, it was amazing. It was also so great just to see all the faces of the parents and the family members and the friends that came along to see their friend or family member on stage. And, yeah, again, the warm feeling that was just coming from seeing people and our campers so, showing such courage and showing such amazing stage presence as well. When, you know, when we first met them, they seemed quite, well, some of them seemed pretty nervous to even be doing this to begin with, especially if you were going there and you didn't know anyone and, you know, if you're a 13-year-old girl who's usually pretty shy as a person. Mm. And then, to see that change and to see them up on stage on the Saturday, it was a real thing that demonstrated everyone's hard work over the week. And, it was a really great time. It was really interesting sitting down in our end-of-day meetings that all of the volunteers would go into one of the big rooms and sit around in a circle, and then we would talk about the best thing or the greatest thing that had happened that day. And I think the nicest thing was just listening to everyone's stories about their individual campers' experiences or things that they'd said or done and things like that were just fantastic. Like, I know that there was one particular day where I had great satisfaction when I was teaching drums that one of the girls that I was teaching, I was asking her about what music she liked, and I know she was wearing a Kiss shirt, and then she was wearing a Bad Brain shirt the next day, and I was like, oh my god, these girls are so cool.
Yeah.
and then I was teaching her drums and just basic rock beat and stuff like that.
Mm.
And then I said to her, do you like the Ramones? And she's like, yeah, of course I like the Ramones. And I said, you know that drum beat that you've just nailed right now? And she's like, yeah. And I said, now you can play every Ramones song ever written. And the look on her face was just like, oh, my God, Rip, that's the best thing ever. Like, it was just that ecstatic look on her face that gave me great satisfaction to be like, you don't have to be fantastic and you don't have to be a trained drummer. Like, I can teach you drums in 3 days and then you can play in any rock band that you want to, kind of thing. So it was just like making it that it's fun and it's not so complicated and it's accessible and it's something that anyone can do. It's just that, you know, we always haven't felt that there was an environment and a safe space for us to do that. So making sure that all of these campers do have a safe space and are feeling encouraged and welcome to do so, and seeing their change, like we spoke about, from being the shy teenagers that were, you know, not confident at all, as to seeing them on Saturday with their instruments with them and that aura of confidence. That look on their face that says, yes, I can do it, and I'm proud to show you that I can do it.
How would you have liked to have a girls' rock camp when you were a teenager?
Oh, that's what I just kept saying to all the other volunteers. I just said, you know, where was this when I was 14 years old? Oh, because I grew up in rural Victoria and there was definitely no opportunity like this for me. I studied music when I was at school, but you have to play an orchestral instrument, and if you want to play drums or if you want to play bass or whatever, that's usually the territory for the boys, and there might only be one or two spots for that anyway. I definitely saw a little bit in myself in those really shy teenage campers, so I think that, yeah, if I would have had an opportunity to do something like this, I would have been playing rock music much more earlier. I had so much more experience by the time I've reached this age. And just the confidence, not just in playing music, but being out there in society. Because the girls aren't just learning about playing music over the week. They're learning about feminism. They're learning about stage presence. They're learning about culture and politics and things like that, that's opening their eyes to so many things that they might not have had the opportunity to otherwise. It's a pretty special program, and I really hope to see it continue into the future. A lot of the volunteers are only maybe 5 years older than a lot of the campers. For the campers, in their eyes, to see these volunteers of women who are not that much older than they are and playing in bands and doing what they want to do and making their art, I think that's amazing. And that it's just like, that's that direct representation. It's just like, well, these women are here now and doing it, and you can do what you want if you want to. And I think that was something that was really great, because Table Ties were so lucky with the opportunity to perform on Friday, and then I was so nervous when we were performing on Friday, because I thought, oh, you know, these girls have all seen me during the week and they've been looking up to me as a drum teacher. I've got to be good, you know. But that was pretty good, because it's kind of just like, oh, well, I'm here teaching you drums. Like, I've explained to you that I've only been playing for about 2.5 years or something like that, and you don't need to have been to art school to be able to play in a band and that kind of thing. So it was really awesome just to hear some fantastic feedback from them and to kind of show them that anyone can do it if you want to, and you don't have to be trained, you don't have to know all these people, you just have to pick up the drumsticks or pick up your guitar or your bass or whatever instrument you choose and just do it and have fun doing it, because that's the most important thing. Just go ahead and do it and have fun, and don't worry about how you look or what people think about you. It's more important to yourself to go up and have fun and make art. That's it, really. If you want to make art, just do it. Keep creating. We've had a Facebook group for all our volunteers to have feedback about the week or for social activities and things after that, and we've all just been on this Facebook group saying how much we miss each other and spooking everyone's gigs and when we're going to catch up next, because it wasn't just a fantastic experience for our camp, it was also a great experience for all the volunteers, because met so many new people over this week and such great connections with other women and non-gender conforming and trans people within the music community, and not just Victoria but in interstate as well. I think the other important thing to note to be aware of is as well that, yeah, if people are interested in volunteering, then I can definitely say that it's a very rewarding experience, and the amount that I've learnt in that week is probably equal, if not more, to what the campers have learnt. So, yeah, it's a fantastic experience for everyone involved, I'd have to say.
it just seemed like they just got more and more confident as the week went on, and that's just something you don't see in adolescence. It was so beautiful to watch.
Oh, definitely. Mm. There was another thing that we all mentioned a little bit between the volunteers was the difference between the age groups of the campus and how willing they were to perform in front of other people, because they were separated into two groups. So we had the treble group, which was the younger group, and then the bass group, which is the older group. And it was really interesting to learn about the dynamics of these age groups, because I haven't really worked with children before this program. And then just seeing the difference in the attitudes between the younger and the older groups, because between the ages of, like, 11 and 13, you still got that attitude that's like, I can just do what I want and I want to have fun and I'm a kid and I don't have any responsibilities about the world on myself and I don't really care about what people think about me, I'm just going to have fun. But once you hit 13, 14, 15, and then you kind of start to be aware of your appearance and you're aware of what people think of you and if you're going to be on stage and are people going to judge you and all that kind of thing. So it was really interesting to see the older kids at the start of the week that I think, and a lot of others the volunteers thought as well, were actually more nervous and more reluctant to perform than the younger kids, because yeah, they've kind of got to that stage where it's like, well, I just want to blend in with everyone. Yeah. I don't want to stand out and I just want to fit into a crowd, because as a teenager, to stand out and be different can be very, very difficult. There was definitely the change in the girls' attitudes, and their confidence was definitely most present in the older groups, which was interesting to learn.
There was something really, really, really special about last week. I haven't been able to shake it off, and I don't want to shake it off.
Oh, I feel it in my head. I'm rapping and singing and doing my thing. A lady lashing so at Girls Rock, yeah, yeah, you know. Oh, down a Melbourne show.
Hey, I'm Lady Lash. You're listening to the Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special on 3CR Community Radio, the voice of the sense. 3CR is so awesome, giving the platform for people's voices to be heard and people's gifts to be heard. Always remember that you are amazing. You're beautiful, fly high, manifest your dreams, and that's all we have as us at this end of the day. Much love. Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special.
So at Girls Rock, yeah, yeah, you know. Oh, down a Melbourne show. Bidip, ba-ba-bo, yeah. I've been running on that for years, trying to justify your indifference.
Hey, this is Kim from Monkey Grip. I'm volunteering at Girls Rock Melbourne, and you're listening to Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special on 3CR 855 AM.
What's here?
And welcome back. You're listening to the final episode of the Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special on 3CR 855 AM, streaming live at 3cr.org.au or on 3CR Digital. I've also since found out that there's a special summer programming podcast page on the 3CR website. So if you've missed any of the Girls Rock Melbourne specials, you're welcome to check it out on 3cr.org.au/summer special. Now, that is off the top of my head, so if I'm wrong, please forgive me. If you go to 3cr.org.au, you will be able to navigate your way to find the podcasts for the summer specials. But we've just been listening to an interview with Shauna, who's the drummer for Cable Ties, as well as one of the volunteer drum instructors, and also to Shannon, who's one of the co-founders of Girls Rock Melbourne, as well as rocking guitarist for the Reprobettes. In between that, we heard Laser Tits with Boss Bitch, and I think, as promised, we'd better go to Camp Cope now. I'm sorry I couldn't get to them last week, but it's well worth the wait. This is an excerpt from a gig they played for the Girls Rock Melbourne campers last Friday.
Hi! We're actually really nervous. We're called Camp Cope. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Years from now, I'll think of something. caught up in my face. And heartbreak left a splinter, but I heard they met on Tinder. So it really doesn't matter. Yeah, it really don't matter. I swear it's a trap.
I just understand me like the first time we were here. And all this time it made sense to me why life was so unfair. Is the universe don't know and the universe don't care. It took years to figure out everyone else had shit on their mind. And the darkness that lives inside of me looks exactly like you sometimes. Still have to light the soap with her.
Thank you. Don't let anyone make you doubt yourself. We were told that our album would be bad if we recorded it after we were a band for 6 months, and we did it, and now I think we're doing okay. We were told that we couldn't sell out venues, that we sold out. We were told everything. People doubted us because we were three girls, and that's the reality of it. Yeah, don't let anyone make you doubt yourself. Because they're idiots and they're scared of what we can do together. Okay.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to cut that a bit short. You're listening to the Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special on 3CR, and that was Camp Cope and a gig that they played at the Girls Rock Camp last week. This is our final Girls Rock Summer Special, but you can find us on the Summer Special podcast page at 3cr.org.au. The Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Camp was for girls, trans and non-gender conforming youth between the ages of 12 and 17, and I didn't think it was appropriate to put their voices to air because there's a lot of permissions to get. I didn't want to exploit the girls, I didn't want to put them on the spot, make them more self-conscious, and also, you know, they were there to concentrate on the music, to concentrate on learning their instruments, not to be distracted by some bint with a microphone. So if you're wondering why we haven't heard much from the campers themselves, that's why. Something tells me that you'll be hearing a little bit more, not just from Girls Rock, but hopefully from the Girls Rock campers themselves, this International Women's Day on 3CR. Also, I'd just like to say a big thank you to everyone who was involved in the Girls Rock Melbourne camp. You've all done something truly amazing and inspiring. I don't think I'm exaggerating when I'm saying that lives were altered for the better this week. I've been stinky. I'll continue to be stinky. Bye!
Hey, this is Alice from the Girl Freeders.
This is Shannon from the Girl Freeders. First show for the year. Come along and it'll be a great time. On the 27th of January, we're playing at the Yarra Hotel with Piss Factory and Eat Man.
And Rabbit Legs.
Piss Factory are best friends and Eat Man are just amazing. We're very excited. They're all amazing there. We are the Girl Freeders.
The Girl Freeders.
The Girl Freeders.
And welcome back. This is, you're listening to Special Broadcasting on 3CR for International Women's Day 2022. We've just listened to the final episode of the summer specials that I recorded back in 2016-2017 of Amplified Victoria, or Girls Rock Melbourne as it was known back then. And we're talking to Ray, who's been a volunteer for subsequent camps. You weren't there at the first camp, but you've volunteered for several other camps.
Yeah, I think 2019 is when I came on board. Yeah.
I remember they were just at first it was just going to be an annual thing, but after that first year, there was such a groundswell of support and excitement and enthusiasm about it that they started wanting to do it more often, like two every year, or, you know, they were even talking about perhaps doing ones for adults. What do you think, as a volunteer, what do you think that the volunteers and the mentors, not just the kids from the camp, but the volunteers got out of it?
Well, I guess I was in a very lucky position because when I went, I actually got to mentor with some of the participants that I saw in the film No Time for Quiet. So they were participants back then, but now they were volunteers and they were grown-ups, you know, and it was great to hear them still contributing to this movement. Yeah, they had so much pride and it had also developed so much of who they were being part of it, and they just want to keep it going. And yes, I believe we did a camp January and June or something like that. So yes, it was twice a year we were doing it. Yeah.
What did you personally get out of it?
Well, I spoke with a lot of campers and they really taught me about gender, and I had already known trans people before, but they were binary trans people. And yeah, meeting these young people that were so sure of their non-binary identity and the things they were saying really resonated with me. So yeah, the first camp I was using she, her pronouns, and by the second camp I was they, them.
So it really helped you sort of understanding yourself through watching them learn about themselves.
Oh, yes, and still today, like, I work with a lot of gender diverse youth and I am just so in awe of how that generation really just, they have their head around gender being a social construct. Yeah, and they're a more accepting generation, those things, yeah.
Yeah, so it's enabled you to sort of come into yourself as well.
Oh, definitely, and, yeah, I'm still learning and it's still a journey for me, as, you know, life is for everyone. And often I wonder what would happen if I never watched that documentary and never met those participants. Yeah, would I still be living in that uncomfortable space, or would I have learnt about this part of myself and be more living more authentic like I am now?
That's really the student teaching the teacher, isn't it?
Oh, exactly, yes.
It's a lot to organise. There's none on the horizon at the moment. I think pandemic has probably contributed to the ability to sort of get this stuff together. But you mentioned doing some work online. What was that like?
Yeah, that was definitely very different to in-person. Not impossible, but I think everyone's just waiting to get back into the studio and have that experience again. But yeah, in 2019, I believe it was, we did do Rainbow Camp, which had more of a focus on LGBTQIA plus youth, which was really exciting. But I think what the campers noticed was they weren't that much different to the Girls Rock, because that's what they were calling Girls Rock and Rainbow Rock then. And yeah, I think having this new name really brings all that together.
And you mentioned that it's now Amplified Victoria because it's not just Melbourne. So what are some of the things that are happening throughout Victoria?
I know, I remember one of the first participants I met was from Ballarat, and she was telling me that she felt she was the only lesbian in Ballarat, which I don't think that's true, but she liked coming to Amplified Victoria to be part of a queer space and have other people like her, which I loved hearing about.
One of the things that I asked a lot of the volunteers during that first year was, how do you think having something like this could have affected your development if you had it when you were an adolescent?
Oh, well, I think if I grew up with this, I'd probably play music still. Yeah, I played a little bit of the guitar when I was like about 15 or something. Didn't really feel like I had the fingers for it. But watching these participants do it, I'm like, I think I just really lacked that role model and the peer support and all those things to really help me keep at it. And yeah, growing up in a world where it's mainly men who exist in the music space too, there wasn't a lot of other people out there that I knew who were making music who I could get that support and collaborate with. So it's really great to see a space where, yeah, they can amplify each other's voices.
Even though there are no camps on the horizon, how can people find out more about Amplified Victoria?
Yeah, so Amplified Victoria are still operating under the girlsrockmelbourne.com website. Everything is Amplified Victoria there, but yes, it's girlsrockmelbourne.com.
So I asked if there was any particular music you'd like us to play, and so we've got a song by Dilly Dally. Can you tell us a little bit about this band?
Yeah, I thought this would be a good band to play for International Women's Day, as it has women and gender diverse folks in the band, and the singer's non-binary, and yeah, I feel like that really lines up with Amplified Victoria's values too.
Okay, so we're going to listen to Purple Rage by Dilly Dally now.
Yeah.
And welcome back, listeners. We just heard Dilly Dally and Purple Rage. You're listening to Special Broadcasting for International Women's Day on 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital in Melbourne, and streaming live at 3cr.org.au. And we're having a chat with Ray, who has been a volunteer for the Amplified Victoria camps, formerly known as Girls Rock camps. And Ray has chosen another band for us to listen to, which is quite different from those more emo sounds of Dilly Dally. We're going to go to Apes of the State now. Is that right?
Yeah, so they're a folk punk band, also have women, non-binary and gender diverse folks in there. Yeah, you've got a bit more of that raw kind of sound. Yeah, I hope you enjoy it.
Great. So now we're listening to Apes of the State. And welcome back to Special International Women's Day Broadcasting. Yeah, that was Apes of the State with Strangers. And we're talking to Ray, who's been a volunteer for Amplify Victoria, a.k.a. Girls Rock Melbourne, for quite a while now. And I'd like to ask, why should people support initiatives like Amplified Victoria?
I think, you know, especially in the music scene, it's so, you know, you go to every gig and if you do have women or gender diverse folks there, they're usually just backup or they're put on first and then no one gets to see them. And you see these massive festivals and it's all male bands. Yeah, we need spaces where other voices get heard.
For people to actually, you know, get to the point of performing, you know, they need some kind of grounding. And I suppose, you know, if you can get that support during your adolescence, that's invaluable.
Yeah, definitely, because if you don't get it, then when you, like, look, going out to festivals now, there's no representation. So you need to find that representation and those people who are like-minded and be able to change the world so that we can have more spaces where more younger people see it's possible for them to be on stage and doing these things.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, thank you so much for your time and thank you for volunteering. It takes a lot of time and energy for the volunteers, and I know while you get a lot out of it, it's a lot of effort. So, you know, good on you for being there for the young people when they need it most. I know that adolescence is one of those times where you can feel so groundless, you can feel so isolated and alone. This Amplify Victoria is an antidote to that.
Yeah, definitely. It's a community. I hear often people say, I wait all year or 6 months to come back. This is what, you know, I look forward to. And yeah, that's so touching to hear. And I guess as a therapist too, I love all the stories of their lived experiences, and seeing them open up and be vulnerable about their lives is actually something that fills my cup. I love being in a space where they feel they can do that.
Well done. I think it's a great initiative and more people should support it any way they can. So, yeah, do look online for Amplified Victoria. It might be girlsrockmelbourne.com, but the website itself goes more into the gender diverse Amplified Victoria. Thank you for joining us on this special International Women's Day broadcast. Thanks so much for your time this evening, Ray. I really appreciate hearing your voice and I really appreciate the work you do with Amplified Victoria, as I'm sure do all the campers. So thanks for joining our special broadcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dale. And I, yeah, really enjoyed your summer special. Yeah, if people haven't heard that yet, I highly recommend checking it out.
Well, that's a great point. If you are interested in listening to more of the summer specials, you can find them on our 3CR website. You can either just go to 3cr.org.au and there's a search box and you just type in Girls Rock, and the first result that comes back will be the summer specials of 2016, 2017. And you scroll down that page a bit and it'll say there's all five episodes of the Girls Rock summer specials. But otherwise, you can just go to 3cr.org.au/summer-specials 2016-2017. And all five specials of Girls Rock will be there. So you can go and have a listen to them. It was well worth a listen because it was such an amazing event and it was the first of its kind, first of many. So, okay, thank you again, Ray.
Thanks.
And smash the patriarchy.
Smash the patriarchy.